This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A pleasure to be back into the cockpit of the race car studio here. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Pleasure to have you along here on Auto World. It is a interactive talk radio program. That means that I actually love listening to you call me, and I love reading your emails. I'm Mark Evans, your host. What a pleasure to be behind the microphone here this weekend again. Each and every weekend, I kind of climb out of the greasy garage and put the tools down, the greasy tools, that is. They're not really greasy anymore. I tend to actually have more of the scan tool in my hand and plug it into that OBD2 connector anymore. But once you do scan it and find out what's going on, then you got to grab the dirty wrenches and see what's you got to take it off. You know, take that greasy, dirty part off. Engines are dirty and greasy and dusty and all that stuff. So anyway, it's good time with you here this weekend. Each and every weekend I climb into the cockpit here. And this week I'm broadcasting, of course, in the Auto World Plaza. And I walk down the hall again this week because of the Indianapolis 500. I am actually sitting in the race car studio, or the race car chair, we call it. And I don't hear any squeaks or anything. So I guess Axelrod Alex here, he's behind the producer of the show, behind that big 22-foot board. He must have greased my chair this week. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. It sounds good. Sounds good. Anyway, hey, whoop, wait a minute. I better turn that open sign around because we are open, I believe. Yep. Okay, there it is. It's turned around. We are open and ready for your calls here on Auto World. And for the next 3 hours, I'm going to actually be taking your calls, taking your emails, and giving you a little bit of trivia, history. Well, this is all part of what Auto World is. Recalls. Yes. Auto racing news. The Indianapolis 500, folks, is running right now live. It was hard for me to pull away, but you know why? I pulled away because I enjoy bringing you this show, Auto World. I've got a little spy out there. They're going to tell me who's going to win here in a little bit. But here on Auto World this week, here in Auto World, we are going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to have, well, first hour, what's going on here? The first hour, I'll give you a little taste. I like to tease you about what's up and coming. Each and every affiliate, of course, sometimes might not be able to take all 3 hours, and they take the first hour or the second or all three or the last hour or whatever, but each and every hour is different. So I appreciate each and every affiliate, you know, of course, taking the show and making Auto World a syndication. And I'm very honored to be behind the microphone. So the first hour here, milk. Do you drink milk? Well, milk has something to do, of course, as you know, with the Indianapolis 500. I'm going to take you behind the scene, behind the door, and find out why and where did that milk come from and why. Why do they drink milk at the finish line? Oh, yeah. Another word. We've used it over and over every week, it seems like. Electric. Yes, I've got some news again about electric cars. This one's probably going to knock your socks right off, guarantee it, or blow your hat off. Going to go into the email bag also. I've got a lot of emails to share with you. Hopefully we'll get to at least two, literally, in 3 hours. I have a lot of them. We're going to reach into the bag. I'm going to pull out an email and read it, and I'm going to hopefully get one that has been approved by that person that sent that email to me, because like I've always told each and every one of you, that if you do not want me to read it on the air, just put down, please don't, read it in my quiet time, and then I'll email you back and we'll answer it. That email, get your car fixed through the week. I have this all happening. And why do I get emails on fixing cars? That's right, because, well, years and years, I've got 45 years under the bonnet or the hood here in the United States. It's called the hood. Over across the pond, it's the bonnet, either or. You open the hood and you find out 45 years of doing the repair work. Started from small gas engines and welding, of course. Started way back when on the small gas engines. Lawnmowers, that's where it's all at. I'm going to have some fun time talking about that with the Indianapolis 500 and the lawnmower. So you're going to hear a little bit about that. But 45 years, folks, have started back in the days when the cars were not electronic. And now today they are electronic, and of course disc brakes. What were those back in the day? What were the seat belts? There was no seat belts. Points and condenser, radios, of course, in the cars. What's a CD? There was no CDs in cars. It was cassettes. And before that, I was alive and well and fixing cars and installing radios in cars. And in fact, that was before they even had cassette tapes. It was 8 tracks. I am guilty. I still have an 8-track player. Yes, the brand of Panasonic in my first car that I purchased. I still have the 8-track, and I still have what it's mounted to, and it's called the car. Yes, a 65 Dodge Coronet, 2-door hardtop. Still have it, still have the 8-track, and I do remember installing those 8-tracks for people and cutting the holes in the doors for them. The people, they wanted extra speakers. We destroyed the doors, as I call it today, and cut into the panels. Did a good, clean job, but still. Been around a couple, 2-3 days, and, of course, reading, studying, learning constantly. I have service bulletins that come in to me as a service technician, as a service garage, fixing cars still today. Not as hard and as fast as I used to, but I still am, and that keeps me up to date with what is happening under the bonnet. I have a lot of great friends, got a lot of probably, some relatives have used me before. I don't have a problem with that. Go ahead and ask me. Gentleman in the first row, I see your arms up. Go ahead. Okay, he's asking. He's got sign language going. He's asking me, do you give your relatives a discount? No. And why should I? No. Yeah, I give a discount. I also give a senior citizen discount, so anybody over 20 years old is a senior. Not. No, senior citizen discount, I kind of like that pledge to Army discount. All of you that's serving time, thank you. Thank you in Army, Navy, of course, et cetera. Yes, I do give discounts there. So anyway, it keeps me up to date what's happening, and I don't know everything, don't plan to know everything, and I don't want to know everything, period. There's the truth. Coming right from the car engine's mouth. Yes. You can help me learn things, though. And you know how you do that is by calling Auto World. I know that you've lived it. You're living it right now with your car, your truck, your lawnmower. You have problems. I know you got smells. You got noises. You got things looking weird. You have no clue what's going on. But even though if you have had it fixed, share it with us, because that's how we all learn. Because I know that each and every one of you, there might be somebody in the West Coast that has the same problems with somebody, yes, in Germany. And I know you're listening over there in Germany on GCNlive.com, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Even though you might not have an affiliate, we might not be on an affiliate in Germany or France, but I know you're listening on GCNlive.com, and thank you. So we learn from each other. If you've got a problem over there, I had a gentleman here not too long ago. It's been about 3, maybe 4 years ago. I was listening to us in Australia, and I am not going to attempt to the accent. Down under, that's all I can say. And he had a problem with his car. He called in and I helped him. And that's what it's all about. Two heads are better than one. In this case, maybe a million heads are better than one. Anyway, in order to do that, you can call Auto World at any time. And Axelrod Alex will take your phone call. He's hanging above that switchboard right now at 855-660-4261. And my email, now I've got that email in front of me. It's autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And you're more than welcome to answer the trivia questions that I'm going to shoot out there. And I always have a cracked windshield to ship to you. And of course, you have to pay for shipping with that cracked windshield. Just tell me the year, make, and model, and I'll get a cracked windshield out your way as soon as possible. But you have to answer the trivia question. No, I never do ship cracked windshields. I usually ship some really good stuff out. I like it. That's why I ship it, because I use it. It's coming right from my Auto World Plaza studio here, so why not? It's a pleasure to be into the race car studio today, for sure. The next 3 hours we're going to be there. In the second hour, I'm going to have some great guests. In fact, owners of Indianapolis 500 race car, JC and Kerry Agajarian. Yes, they're going to be joining us live, folks, from their man cave. They're watching the race right now, so the second hour, they're going to join up with us here on Auto World, and we are going to talk why that number 98 is such a special number to them. Also, they have a relationship, of course, with Evel Knievel, and we're going to come back with a lot more. Trivia is your main key to win a great gift. You're listening to Auto World. Thank you. I'm Mark Evans, your host.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
One thing about the Lincoln, it It had a battery in it. I do know that. We've got definitely a couple batteries, 12-volt batteries. I've linked them in series, so now they're 24-volt here on Auto World. Hey, thanks for joining me here in the race car studio this week. I'm Mark Evans, your host here at Auto World. I stepped down the hall. We're in the Auto World Plaza. Usually I'm in the greasy garage, but it's good to be out and into the race car studio. Why? Because the Indianapolis 500 is on right now, live this week. We had last week, of course, a great guest. He was the chief, Paul Belvin. He is the chief flagman and starter for the Indianapolis 500. Well, folks, I've got a special treat for you coming up the second hour here on Auto World. JC and Kerry Agdarian, they're going to be here. They actually have a relationship with that number 98, that number 98. They're going to take us back in history of what and how they got involved with their dad and what they do own some Indianapolis race cars. And very interesting story, and they're going to share that with us. Of course, both of them are going to be in their man cave talking live with us second hour. But this hour, oh, yeah, that Lincoln had a battery. Uh-huh. Do you have a battery in your car? Well, 1937, a little trivia here for you already. Yeah, 1937, batteries moved to a new permanent location under the hood. Yes, it was a big deal. Where were the batteries before? Well, it's funny how when you say that under the hood, because I know the Porsche Boxster now. Where's the engine on the Porsche Boxster? It's behind you as you're sitting in the car. Well, then where would the battery be? It's under the hood in the front. That's pretty much what you see with the spare tire on a Porsche Boxster. Is your battery in the trunk? Underneath the spare tire? Next to the spare tire? It is if you own a Jag. Yeah, how about you got a Jag? I call it Jagged. Yeah, there's still some batteries over there in the trunk. How about a Volvo? That's where their batteries are. A lot of you are wondering. I have to jump start that car sometimes, Mark, there in the wintertime, but I can't find the battery. You know what they ought to do? Instead of the engine light, they ought to put a battery light. They do have a battery light, but I'm talking about a battery light that is only designed to say, check your battery for location, so you know where it's at. Hey, anyway, welcome aboard again. I'd like to have you join us here on Auto World. That phone number to join me here right now, 855-660-4261. And, of course, my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay, we're going to do a little more trivia. And I want to go ahead and ask this question for that. You can answer it, and you can get a special gift. No cracked windshield, but some good cleaning products. And I might even send you something more than just cleaning products for that car. That trivia question, let's shoot it out there. What manufacturer made the Turnpike? That Turnpike, that name, was a model of this manufacturer. What manufacturer made the Turnpike? It was a couple days ago, of course, okay? That was the model. What manufacturer made the Turnpike? So the first hour we're going to talk, first I want to say something about, I want to have the little Auto World car fact for you, and it has something to do with Indianapolis 500, or maybe the town of Indianapolis, and maybe coal. Yeah, you burning coal in your car? Yeah, and the third hour, of course, second hour, we got the special guests, JC and Kerry Agdarian will be with us talking about live after what happens here on the Indianapolis 500 and their history behind the Indianapolis 500. But also the third hour, though, I'm going to have a little history of the school bus. Yes, you parents that are listening, dads, moms, yep, your kids are going back to school here in a couple days out. I think it might be even Monday. My days of that are all gone. I'm now a grandparent, and so my days are coming to watch the grandkids go to school. So it'll be a pleasure one day to walk them to school, drive them to school. But I'm going to have a little history, behind the school bus. Yeah, you might even want to know maybe why the school bus was yellow. I got some history on that for you. We have a little more trivia, and I got a recall. This recall, you're going to have to listen up, because this recall, if you've got a Dodge or a Jeep, listen up. So the recall of the third hour, and of course, something about tires on the Indianapolis 500, and I've got something about tuna in the third hour. Let's get to the first hour. Did you happen to hear about the new electric car? Yes? Oh, a lady in the second row. She's got her arm up. Fantastic. Go ahead. Yep, she didn't hear about it, she says. Okay, she's shaking her head no. Well, another new electric car brand, Canoe. Have you ever paddled your canoe down the river? That's real funny, Mark. Well, this car is named the Canoe, An EV electric car, yes. Ulrich Kranz, the CEO, yep, he's the gentleman that announced this last week, folks. This is fresh off the press. And it's going to be ready. This Canoo electric car is going to be ready in their second quarter of 2022. So that's a year plus out? And they're already talking about it. He's already talking about it in the media. What's a Canoo? Well, it's an electric car, and it gets really good range. Again, back to electric. Tesla's General Motor. They've got another competitor up. Well, I want to share this with you, too. You know, I'm thinking about my grandkids. I purchased some electric cars for them, those little 6-volt cars, you know, the plastic cars they can climb in. Grandpa's guilty. He bought them their first car, and they are plastic. They are electric. Of course, you're not going to put that. I'm not going to buy the gas-powered go-karts yet. I mean, my grandkids aren't that old yet, you know, to put them behind a gas-burning, stinky, exhausting go-kart. So I got the electric. And here's what I'm thinking. Mark, wait a minute. If I'm going in and they're going to turn 15, 16 years old, I'm going to have to get my daughter and my son's permission to say, hey, can I go ahead and get them a car? What kind of car am I going to buy them? Of course you know what kind of car I'm going to buy them. Something that burns fuel. Something that has noise. Well, they might want an electric. And I have to be ready for that. Because if they want an electric, or are they going to say, don't worry about it, Grandpa. I would not want that heavy gasoline-powered gas stinky thing. I don't want an electric. I want a self-driving car. That's where I'm going with this. A self-driving car? What? Yeah. They might even say that to me. Now, wait a minute. How are you going to have a love affair for a car if you can't grab the steering wheel and drive it? That's a first, and it's not only the first thing I'm going to say to them. I want them to get the passion about the feel, the vibration of a car. And then the sound of it. Just like the Indianapolis 500. You got to have the sound. Anyway, here's a little trivia I'll share with you about Indianapolis 500. Well, did you know Tom Sneva? He was the winner back in 1983. He was the very first. And we're going to talk about this trophy, this BorgWarner trophy, also a little trivia out throughout the 3 hours. But Tom Sneva, folks, back in 1983, he was a winner. But in that day, he was a champion who, the only champion who appeared on the trophy wearing his eyeglasses. He's the only one, still today, wearing his eyeglasses on that trophy. Yes, the trophy was processed and built and all that. And back in that day, we're going to share that with you, back in what year was that trophy built and all that. But I do know that it cost $10,000 back in that day. That's a little bit of cash. Woo, that's some cash. When we come back, we're going to talk about requests, your requests on Auto World. Call us at 855-660-4261.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During an interview with ABC's This Week, the Democratic nominee for president pushed back against criticism from President Trump and others that he's mentally diminished.
I think it's a legitimate question to ask anybody over 70 years old whether or not they're fit. and whether they're ready. But I just, only thing I can say to the American people, it's a legitimate question to ask anybody, watch me.
If elected, Biden would be 78 years old when taking office. Biden and the Democrats had their convention last week, and now Republicans get their turn on Monday. Hogan Gidley is with the Trump campaign.
The president is going to talk about how this is the land of opportunity, the land of heroes, the land of promise, the land of greatness.
President Trump is expected to take part every night in the mostly virtual event. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Road 66.
Oh, I don't know if you got an air filter or not in this studio, but oh, it smells like burnt rubber. Woo! Ah, did a little bit of hot rodding around on the break there. Yeah, sometimes I just got to do that in the race car studio here. Walking down and broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza, and this week I'm in the race car studio because the Indianapolis 500, better known. Oh, yeah. Isn't going live right down in the Indianapolis 500, and you didn't think you could get there. Well, we're there right now. Only in our imagination. Thanks for being here. This is Auto World, and there was just a taste and sound of the Indianapolis 500 and what the cars sound like. Well, what do they really do? Well, what they do, ladies and gentlemen, is that they run at 12,000 RPMs, revolutions per minute. That is 12,000. Your car probably literally going down 75, 80 miles an hour, you're going to see 3,500 to maybe 4,000 going up that mountain road. Well, they're sitting there going 12,000 at 230 miles an hour. Ooh, and I hope they do have an air filter. See, back in 1922, the introductions for the year of the, yes, the air cleaner and the gas gauge. And one more thing, back in 1922, the balloon tires. Why do I call them balloon tires? I didn't call them that. They did, because they were balloons. I have one of them hanging up in my Auto World Museum here because it came off my original 1916 Chevrolet. And well, anyway, back in 1922, I want to say thank you for inventing the air cleaner and the gas gauge, because it is kind of nice to know how much gas you got in the tank. Huh? Yeah. I know that I have customers call me all the time. My gas gauge doesn't work. What do you think's wrong? How much? Well, how much is it going to cost? And there you go. That's how you do it. And that's how you can do it right here in Auto World by contacting me right now on our phone number that goes right into our board, and I get to talk to you. And that number is 855-660-4261. Well, it's time to talk about milk. You like chocolate milk, regular milk, goat milk, yes, even oat milk. There's so many types of milk. How did the milk get involved in the Indianapolis 500? Because as you've noticed them, when the person who wins the Indianapolis 500 drinks it and pours it all over themselves. I think it's a lot because it has something to do with the stickiness of soda pop, maybe, huh? Pepsi or Coke, if they poured Coke all over them, or Pepsi, it's sticky and, ugh, no thank you. No, it has nothing to do with that. See, three-time Indianapolis 500 winner, Lewis Meyer, regularly, all the time, drank buttermilk to refresh himself at the Indianapolis 500. On a hot day, what would he grab? Buttermilk. He happened to drink some in the victory lane as a matter of habit after winning the 1936 race. And that's when it all started, back in 1936. Buttermilk. Well, how many of you like buttermilk? Raise your hands. Don't see too many hands going up. No hands are going up. I got six rows here in the front row, six of them today in the studio, and I don't see any hands. I don't like buttermilk either, and I don't blame you. Yeah. So that's why they have milk at the Indianapolis 500. Healthy. That's what it's all about. Yeah, sure. Okay, the requests. I want to do a little housekeeping. First and foremost, you can get a hold of me and see me on Facebook. I've had some new friends here, of course, on Facebook, friending me, and I friend you back. Hopefully we'll keep friending and friending all the way to... I've got quite a few people following and friending, and that's great. I do appreciate it. And, of course, you can see my posts on Instagram, yes, and also AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is the email. And you can, don't ever forget that you can always tune in to, and Google Auto World Podcast. We're the first up. I'm very proud of that. You can always listen to the archives there at the time or listen to us live. And I do always appreciate you tuning in and sending me emails. Absolutely. And with that said, oh, it is time. I like it. Yeah, like a gentleman I know. Do you know what time it is? It's email time. So let's go into the email bag and see if I can't. I get emails all week long, folks. I do appreciate it for all each and every one of you from all over the country. And each and every one of us eat and live the same. We get up, we sleep, we eat, and we also drive cars. Okay, it's taking me long enough. God dang it, I finally got one. Okay, there's an email. And what I do, as you heard, I get these emails and I print them off and then I put them in the bag. So we have some fun on Auto World. That's what it's all about, is some fun and learn something and education. So let's go to the email. And this one email that I just grabbed out says, Mark, great show. Well, thank you. He says, help. I own a 2000 Chevrolet 1500 pickup gas motor. I believe it's a 4.8 liter. Yeah, they had 4.8 liters in those, in 5.3s. Because I believe it's a 4.8 liter. The engine light came on the other day, stayed on for a couple days, so I set up an appointment with the shop. When I showed up, the light was off. So I rescheduled with them, and they said, let's have the E-light stay on when you bring it back so we can figure it out. After about three times of having the light go on and go off, the E-light finally stayed on. So he took it back to the shop. They found a code. He says the code was PO466. He says, I guess it's an EVAP code. He is right. They replaced a canister valve back at the fuel tank. 2 weeks later, he says the E-light was back on and off again. At this point, I'm tired of the E-light. What should I do? I want to forget about... Do I forget about it, he says, or just keep driving it? He says, I want to keep driving it and forget it. And just keep running it. He says, right now, at this point, it runs great. Thanks for your help, Adam. He says, I'm listening to you from Oklahoma City. And with that said, it's time. Let's do a shout-out to Oklahoma City. Woo! Thanks for listening. You're listening to us here on Auto World on KZLS, 1640 AM. Congratulations to me for having you along with us. Thank you, Adam, and everybody in Oklahoma area that's listening. Thank you. Now back to the EVAP. You're absolutely right. I see that number quite a bit, the 466. And today, with the EVAP, EVAP is EVAP, evaporation emission point. There's a lot of abbreviations out there. We don't really want... We'll just talk about EVAP. Okay, here's what's going on with that E-light, Adam. Well, sometimes I might call it the money light. Yeah, because see, shops, when they see the light on, well, they make money. A lot of us might think, as you might be thinking, you didn't say it here in your note, but you might be thinking gas cap. Well, you probably already might have already done the gas cap. The 466 is not a gas cap code, though. And so here's what you need to replace, Adam. I'm not saying they did a bad job or didn't do anything wrong, but that canister solenoid that they replaced in the back, it's a big plastic thing. It's all electronically controlled, yes. But you have a purge canister valve that's solenoid purge valve that's up on top of the intake on the 4.8 liter. Now, and you could do it yourself, Adam, truthfully. It's that simple. When you open the hood, you'll see the plastic covering that says Vortec. That just pops onto two little male studs, and you got females in the plastic cover. Just pop that like you're going to break it, literally, and just pull it straight up. When you pull it straight up, it pops off, and that exposes all of the top of the air intake, or the plenum, we call it. And to the right-hand side there, you will see there's this hard plastic hose. And how I know and which way I can direct you to get to the right hose is I want you to look at and for the little green cap. And on that little green cap, there's a little tag that says 1 pound pressure, PSI, or 4 pound PSI. I believe on the Chevrolet it's 1 pound. That's all that you have in that little hard line that goes all the way back to the canister valve that they replace and into the fuel tank and comes all the way back up, and it goes into, yes, this purge valve solenoid right there that I want you to replace. See, that purge valve solenoid is probably 2 inches away from that little green cap. You can do it yourself. It's pretty simple. You just unplug, push the little tab in, pull the line off, unplug the electrical, plug the new one in. Two of the evap lines are hooked to it, and an electrical is hooked to it. That's how easy it is. By the way, you don't have to have a battery memory saver hooked up either, by the way. Adam, thanks for the email. That's how you do it, folks, here on Auto World, sending those emails in. I do appreciate it. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, oh, what about that coal? Are you burning it? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, it was back in the year 1911 that the Indianapolis 500 race started. Ooh, that was a couple years ago. Back then, of course, did they burn the same fuel in the cars back in 1911 as they do today? I think not. Where's the Indianapolis 500 held? Speedway, Indiana. Ugh. And, you know, what's the population of Speedway? That might be another question you're wanting to know. Well, I'm going to help you with that. 12,000 people today in Speedway, Indiana, in the Indianapolis 500. Now, we just found out my secret spy came in and gave me the winner of the race, but we're going to let our guest the second hour, JC and Carrie Agajarian, tell us who the winner was, and we're going to talk about their history with the Indianapolis 500 and that special number 98. Yes, their father started way back when, and they're going to share that year with us, too. And that's coming up in the second hour. In the third hour, oh, yeah, tuna. Got a little tuna news for you, a little recall on a diesel boat here right now. What about that coal? Are you burning coal? Because it is time for the Auto World Little Car Fact. Are you burning coal in your car? Did they ever burn coal in car? I know they burn steam. They burn that water. They burn that to get the steam, to get that thing going and lighten the burner and all that. Well, the Auto World Little Car Fact this week, folks, is the 1914 coal. C-O-L-E. United States car is a very popular car. Beautiful wood spoke wheels. Kind of looks like my little baby Grand Chevrolet, to tell you the truth of the matter. Yes, Joseph J. Cole established the Cole Motor Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Bingo. That has something to do with the race today, yes, in 1909, and became manufacturing his first two and then a four-door, four-cylinder cars, two-cylinder and or four-cylinder. By 1913, he was also building six-cylinder ones for most of his company's existence. Was 1909 to 1925. However, Cole would be more an assembler of cars than a true manufacturer for his components, including the engines. They were usually purchased from other car makers, including Cadillac. Cadillac bought his motors. In 1913, Cole introduced an electric starter and lights for all his automobiles. A year later, with sales steadily increasing, he introduced a left-hand steering and a coiled ignition as standard equipment. The two 1914 series, consisted of four-cylinder cars. They delivered a whole 28.9 horsepower. compared to 675 today in Indianapolis 500 car. Quite a difference, yes. The big boy one that he did, though, the six-cylinder car, oh, get ready. It delivered 43.8 horsepower and it had 136-inch wheelbase. Body styles, they were very popular back then, of course, in 1913. Offered both the four- and the six-cylinder series with a touring car and a roadster and also a coupe. Seven-passenger limousine was also available in a six-cylinder series. One of Cole's most popular cars, though, was the 1914 model. And guess what the cost was back in that year? $1,925. Whoa. That was the five-passenger touring car. Did I say $1,925? I'll let you do the math. I don't have a calculator here in the race car studio. If I was sitting in the greasy garage studio down the hall, I would have a calculator, but today I don't have a calculator, so you figure it out. Anyway, his cars back in 1914, they started at $1,925 and went all the way up to $4,000. There's your Auto World little car fact for the first hour and for this week. Good to have that always, you know, available, definitely, because we learn. See, the history of cars back in the day is where we get what we get today. And talking about today, yeah, right now, Auto World News Weekly. The 2021 Acura TLX. Do you own an Acura? Well, the 2021 Acura TLX is set to launch nationwide September 28th. That's just right around knocking on our door. As the quickest, best-handling, and most well-appointed sedan in the brand's 35-year history, folks. It's built on a model that exclusively, a model structure that, well, the chassis architectural is the 21 TLX 2.0T. That T stands for turbo. It'll carry manufacturer's suggested real retail price. If you're wondering about their price, it was back in the 1913. It was back $1,900, right? Uh-huh. Well, today, the 2021 Acura TLX is going to be available September 28th for $37,500. Now, that's starting, okay? That's starting. What's it going to have under the hood? A 3.5-liter V6 powered. Oh, yeah. TLX. Torque. Oh, yeah. Super handling all-wheel drive. I know each and every one of you. Doesn't matter if you're out here. I'm broadcasting, of course, in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. We have mountains not too far away from us. And with that said, we do need an all-wheel drive because we do have a four-season climate. We see rain, snow, sleet, hail, dry heat. We're in the desert. We get it all. So you need all-wheel. Well, if you want the super handling all-wheel drive, they're calling it the SH-AWD system. It's available on all the platforms, but you got it. Yep, you're going to have to add $2,000 to get it. That's like nothing, nothing to get an all-wheel drive. Well, the Acura with 3.0 V6 turbo super handling all-wheel drive arrives, of course, in the spring. It'll come in low. That one now with the V6, the big boy motor in it, it's going to be starting in the mid-50s, and look forward to it coming, knocking at your Acura dealer. Now, a lot of you might not know this, but Acura is the luxury brand of Honda. And we know that Honda, very good brand, very good model, very good models that they build. Started back in with the little Honda Civics, to the Accords, to, you know, there's a lot of models out there I've worked on, and I've had very few of them in the shop over the years. Honda, saying Honda, I'm going to add Chevrolet, are the two motors that are running in the Indianapolis 500 today. Yes, and we're going to find out here in a little bit which and who won, and maybe find out what brand of motor that car had in it. Have you ever wondered, I shared earlier, with 12,000 RPMs of the Indianapolis 500 car, yes, 230 miles an hour, I wonder what and how fast he was going across the finish line. There's 33 drivers total. There's 15 in the USA that was running in the Indianapolis 500, 18 international. The youngest driver is 19 years old. We're going to find out if he did finish or not. And also, I do know, before the show I was watching, and I do know that a disc brake actually blew up on one of the cars and started to fire in the right front of the car. And, you know, that's the whole thing. You're kind of wondering, well, Indianapolis 500, what's it have to do with anything in my auto world, Mark? Well, it has a lot to do with each and everybody's auto world. And that is, see, when you own a car, folks, I know each and every one of you do, or a truck, anything that you get into to get to and from work. If you're riding a bicycle, that's good exercise, and, well, it has nothing to do with my auto world or your auto world, but, you know, if you've got one, fantastic. Put a motor on the bicycle and let's get it going. Call it the Whizzer. Remember the Whizzer? It had a gasoline tank and a motor. Anyway, what does the Indianapolis 500 have to do with your car? Well, see, all the testing, they have cameras all over these cars, and all the testing, the qualifying laps, and everything that just happened, just like that disc brake that blew up today in the right front of this car, blew up and dynamited. What did it do? Well, I don't know. I wasn't there, but I did see on the TV that, in fact, it started a fire in the right front, and it was glowing red. The rotor was glowing red, and then it ignited, because red means heat. It ignited and burnt the tire and all that. Well, see, they find out, they test it, they tear it apart, they find out what happened, and then that comes down, and they fix it, and they figure, meaning they fix it better so it gets on your family car. Maybe your Chrysler Town and Country. That minivan. Yeah, that Dodge Caravan, maybe. How about that Ford Expedition you're driving? What about that Hummer? So it all comes back down to the word disc brakes is going to be fixed better for all of us because of what happened in the Indianapolis 500. How about that cruise control? In 1957, yes, a cruise control device is introduced on some cars. And guess what? Guess what brand of the cars that got cruise control back in 1957? Chrysler. Chrysler got the cruise control. We got a trivia question out there, folks, and that trivia question is for you to answer, of course, is what manufacturer made the Turnpike? What manufacturer, what brand of car made the Turnpike? The Turnpike was a model of this brand. And I would literally, if I could see one of those, and climb into one. They're very, very rare today, that Turnpike. What manufacturer made the Turnpike? Our phone number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. And, of course, my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, coming up here in the second hour, we're going to be having a special guest from the Indianapolis 500, J.C. and Kerry Agajanarian. I want to thank everybody for putting on Auto World. I want to thank you for being with me here on Auto World. Absolutely. First and most off, drive safe. We'll see you in an hour.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.